Exercise 21B, page 60.
Satellite broadcasters, telecommunications giants, and hardware manufacturers alike have been striving to be the first to develop a system which will allow limited interactivity with multi-channel television. Now that the goal has been achieved and interactive TV is making its presence known in many living rooms, there is still confusion over what it actually is and does. Even people in the industry hedge with a swift, "Can I get back to you?" Now with me in the studio today is Ted Whitehead of the National Broadcasters Association to tell us more about what we're in for. Ted.
Well, in a nutshell, interactive TV makes use of something called a set-top box, a kind of super remote control, if you will. This gadget allows a subscriber access to four different interactive services. Firstly, there's what's known in the business as enhanced TV.
Is that anything like cable or satellite television?
Not exactly. Instead of simply giving you extra channels, enhanced TV makes use of a back channel to allow the viewer to join in chat groups and take advantage of interactive advertisements and such things. Then there's limited web browsing, where you can surf the web via your TV, and T-commerce, which is similar to e-commerce, but instead of using your PC to buy things, you make purchases by using the set-top box. Lastly, there's teletext, basically coded information about news and sports, which is deciphered and displayed on your TV screen.
Do you think that interactive TV will gradually supersede the internet?
Well, let's put it this way. By combining television, telephone and the internet, interactive television will reach the kind of mass audience that the PC alone never could. Still, the internet is a very basic component in interactive television, so it looks like it will still be with us for a while.
What do you think about internet companies' claims that they are responsible for the ever-increasing rate of homes going online?
Well, to give them their due, they have attracted a great number of users. However, the fact remains that if 31% of UK homes do have PCs, then almost 70% are still managing without them. Even in the US, where numbers show that PCs are found in 50% of homes, it still means that a lot of people are offline.
What part do the interactive companies think they have in all this?
Well, they say that they will accomplish what the internet hasn't. Many of the makers of interactive TV boast that only they have the means to reach the mass market and turn every UK home online. It's well worth remembering that the government plans to switch off TV in its present form sometime between 2006 and 2010. Therefore, interactive TV makers say this will force their service into virtually every home in the UK.
Is it primarily the UK that the interactive companies are targeting?
Actually, no. One IT research company is predicting that interactive television will grow faster than the PC internet in the US. According to a report published last week, the number of interactive TV subscribers will grow by 83% per year, which means that by 2005, IT services will be up and running in more than 46 million homes. It's this optimism which is leading forecasters to believe that the value of goods and services bought via interactive television, or T-commerce as it's called, will actually exceed the value of internet consumer shopping within 5 years.
In your opinion, do you really think that interactive TV is as good as the internet?
Well, as of yet, you can't access news groups or upload content from the net through the set-top box. And a PC screen has many more pixels per inch than a television, which means the images are much better defined on your PC. From personal experience, I can tell you that unless you have eyes like a hawk, surfing the web from the comfort of the settee is not an easy thing to do. To date, there are very few internet websites offering specially configured web pages for the TV.
So, you're going to stay loyal to your PC?
I didn't say that. I feel that interactive TV has a very bright future. I mean, it does let you access your bank details, arrange insurance, and send email. And surfers are becoming more and more choosy about what they watch. Interactive television offers them the option to be selective.
So do you think interactive TV is here to stay?
I'm going to sit on the fence on that one. There's still a lot of confusion in the market. Despite all the bold predictions, the interactive television industry is looking shaky, what with customers not taking to interactive TV as quickly as everyone thought they would. But many of the operators insist that it's still a young medium. Really, something as new as this will take years to assess.
And on that note, I'm afraid we'll have to leave it there. Ted, thanks for coming on the programme.